The Holiest, Revelation of the Revelation, Tablet 3, Chapter 2. Chapters 2 and 3 are messages that are sent to the seven churches. Each church can be viewed as one psychic center, and at the same time can refer to one symbol in the greater sign and its corresponding religion. Each message contains the meaning of one of those churches, the pitfalls in that stage, and how they should be avoided, and eventually what is the reward of overcoming these pitfalls. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Revelation 2:1. The church of Ephesus can be viewed as the first chakra. At the same time, it refers to the first awakening of the consciousness and latent spiritual forces in the human. Who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks shows that it is the Christ who revealed all the truth of the religions to humanity. Another meaning is that each person is a consciousness in the middle of their chakras. Each person is a consciousness as Christ is. Each person is an Arjuna struggling to overcome the lower nature, Bhagavad Gita. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. Revelation 2:2. Who are these people who are in their first chakras, or those who for the first time open their eyes more about the realities of their environment and the goal of their lives? These are the poor in spirit, Matthew 5:3. Will find more and more evil things going on around them. They try to find real guidance, apostles, in order to be led to the truth. Instead, they find that all those who consider themselves to be teachers and guides are liars, and these teachers and guides are as lost as themselves. That is why the person becomes discouraged, because he sees all the plays people engage in to get by in life. Therefore, he or she sets out to search for the truth. That was why the yogis left the regular life and isolated themselves to find the truth in mountains or jungles, because they felt the truth could not be found by following man. That is why the first symbol in our sign is related to the teachings of the Far East mystical paths, which work to awaken or raise the latent consciousness from the first chakra to higher chakras. However, as long as man is lost in the attraction of the external world and gets along with the play of society, he will not even search to find what the real truth is. But when he finds that all the guidance he used to follow is lost, then he will start to search his own soul in order to find the truth. And has borne, and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored, and has not fainted. Revelation 2:3. And has borne, and has patience. Why have these people borne? They have endured because they became different. They stopped playing and became searchers of the truth. Society doesn't like those who are different. That is why they become outcast and will endure hardships in their search for finding the truth. Their patience leads them to the truth. For my name's sake, what is his name? His name is the truth, the sacred name or the holy name. So they will bear persecution for the sake of the truth. However, those who persist and do not faint will find it. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Revelation 2:4. What was these people's first love? Was it not the external world? Was it not the society that they were first in love with? Did they not try to find the reality and truth in it? So these people, like yogis who became escapists, are those who leave their first love. God is against this. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2:5. The sentence, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, completely shows what the first love means. The first love is where the person has first fallen from, the society. He or she has fallen from the society and became discouraged about its teachings and plays. do the first works. What are the first works? The first works are to bring others to this realization that the truth is in spirit, but not become escapists. So also try to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Otherwise, I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place. You will not reach anywhere. You will only become an escapist by leaving your first love, and you will further lose realization of the spiritual life. That is exactly what happened to the Far East. Candlestick means the light of guidance. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate, Revelation 2:6. What are the deeds of the Nicolaitans? They are the evil things and false guides in society. People who are poor in spirit are escapists, and the Lord God does not want them to be that way, poor in spirit. But he likes them because they hate evil things and the deeds of the false guides, Nicolaitans. Refer to Revelation 2:2. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2:7. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Means that those who have their eyes open will understand when the truth behind these revelations is explained, and what the message of the Spirit is to each church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, means that whoever understands that life is a struggle, and that a person should stay in society and perfect himself in order to set an example for others, will be helped to reach pure consciousness, which is life eternal. The tree of life is the pattern in which a person progresses in spiritual understanding. It can be referred to as the raising of the kundalini to the chakras. These people are the ones who were mourning and will be comforted, Matthew 5:4. They will eat of the tree of life, Revelation 2:7, and are the conquerors of the souls, conquering and to conquer, Revelation 6:2.